What's
here
up?
He is.
Okay, what's up, Kyle? How you doing, man?
Morning,
hey guys. How you guys doing?
How you doing, man? How's your morning going?
It's going well, man. Just sitting here, about to head to walk through here in a little bit, and then head over to Houston.
Man, okay. I was going to ask, how's your gas tank right now? I mean, long camp, you know, I mean, it's like you're grinding. I don't know. How's the gas tank right now?
Gas tank's good. I mean, we were in a hotel all last week, so every time you're not at work, you're sleeping in your room, so you get to catch up on a more sleep than usual. And we've had a lot of games here in the last 12 days or whatever, so that's been a little different for our players and stuff, but we're ready to knock this one out and just get ready for week one.
It's funny, like players, it's so important that players get their sleep, right? But coaches, the exact opposite. If you sleep, like, you're considered, you know, failure, right? Are you able to get your rest?
I mean, I try my hardest, but I'm not trying to prove that I'm good at anything by not sleeping. I need my sleep. But I mean, it does get tougher during the year. It's, you know, sometimes with Sunday night games and what you got to do on a Monday and Tuesday before the players get in on Wednesday. But I'm not a guy trying to prove anything by my hours.
Is it a fake hustle to prove that you're staying up all
night?
Yeah,
look how tough I am. I haven't slept in 3 days, right?
I think some guys get like that. I think that's a little old school. I do think you get used to it, but
yeah.
You know, I grew up a coach's son, so I was ready before I got into coaching to know how many hours I was going to have to put in. So you go in and approach that, and you work your butt off, but then I'd always see some guys like, hey, why are you just sitting there? I mean, you can go home. You're done with your stuff.
Yeah.
And then some guys aren't. And so you realize people do get some scars and stuff, and they want to prove that. But I try to create a culture where it's not that way, but you end up spending a lot of time here because there's a lot to do.
I think it was Joe Gibbs was the first to kind of sleep in the office. Does that sound right to you?
I knew, especially being in Washington, you know, he had a bed built in there. He did that a lot, but it's all how you look at it. I also know, you know, he stayed up real late, but I also know they started their days at about 9:30.
Interesting.
You know, where that's totally different than some places that start at about 6. So it's just kind of how you do it, but everybody is a human, and you do need sleep. That is a fact.
All right. That includes your 22-year-old quarterback, Trey Lance. Would love the latest. August 24. Like, if I had to ask you, when camp opened July 27 versus August 24, what has changed in Trey Lance's football performance?
Not much has changed. I mean, I don't really see that with any players and just what's changed from A to B. It's about going through a whole process to get ready for week one and to get ready for a season. So you put guys through so many different situations versus so many different coverages, fronts, different game plans for the day, different situations in the red zone, third down, blitzes, zones, all this stuff you go through each day, and you're constantly trying to improve and get them ready for the season. And that's always creating up and down days, but it's all about just creating that foundation so when it gets real, it's time to go. It's kind of, I mean, preseason to me is like being at the driving range. It's you can work at stuff, but
yeah.
I don't care whether it's good or whether it's bad. It does not matter. It's all about learning right there, and it's going to matter when you get to that course.
So that being said, Coach, what are you looking for from Trey Lance in this final preseason game, and how much do you think we'll see him on the field? How long do you think we'll see him out there?
I'd like them to get a couple drives. You know, I just want them to go out, you know, have a little bit of the continuity of the offense. You know, they haven't played since the first game of the preseason, and we're going to have, after this, we have 17 days, I believe, something like that, till they play again. So that's such a long time that I want them to go out there and just get in there a little bit, but I'm trying to get them out pretty fast. My goal is for them to stay healthy, and as long as they do that, I'll be happy.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
All right, speaking of healthy, Kyle Shanahan joining us here on the UMA guest line. Mike McGlinchey is the latest concern. What's the update on his knee, his availability, and who would be his primary backup? Is it Colton McKivitz?
Yeah, Colton McKivitz has been taking that spot. He's been doing a hell of a job in camp so far. Just got Jalen Moore back in practice yesterday, which is good to get some depth there. So he should get a chance to get his first playing time on Thursday, which is good. But Mike, I mean, we're trying to wait and see with Mike. You know, we're not too concerned about it. Didn't seem like a big thing, but he had a little irritation after that first game, and he got a little help on it, and now we're trying to take a week off and just let it rest and see how he comes back the week after this. And we feel it'll be good, but we're on a wait-and-see approach right now.
Okay, so take a week off, wait and see, and we'll check back in on that. It really seems like, Kyle, that if anything, there's any concern about the Niners, who are really looked at as a really promising team in the NFC this year, it's the offensive line, and not Trent Williams, obviously. He's going to Canton. But it's the interior part, the two guards in the center. How would you evaluate? Is it Banks, Brendel, and Burford, the three Bs, who are going to lead the way? And if so, how concerning is it that that much inexperience is in front of a young quarterback?
Oh, I mean, you always wish you had more experience. You always wish you had just five Pro Bowlers in there who had been playing a while. But this is part of the league. And, you know, losing a good player like Lakin last year in free agency, we had to step up and get some guys. And I'm excited for Banks and what he's done this offseason. I was excited to get a guy in here like Burford in the fourth round or fifth round, whatever it was, with his ability and stuff, that he has the ability to at least start at that position. And then just having guys like Dan Brunskill, who's done it here for the last few years and is a solid guy that we can rely on and put in there at any time if those guys aren't ready to go. And then I like some of these young guys that have been competing here since we've gotten. So it's still not settled yet. We'll see how this game ends up, how these next 17 days go, and hopefully we'll get Mike back, and hopefully Jalen Moore will be healthy, and I'm hoping that we'll have a group of nine guys that we know are going to have to help us throughout the year. But it's definitely nice having Trent there over on the left side.
Aaron Banks is an interesting name because he was considered to be, we would say in the media, in your doghouse last year. Was that accurate, and what did he do to get out?
No, he wasn't in my doghouse at all. It was his, you know, we drafted him to hopefully replace Lakin because we couldn't go there free agency-wise with what we did with Trent and things like that, and that's kind of part of the process. We had a real good guard there in Lakin Tomlinson, and we were waiting until he was gone and giving Banks the time to be ready, and that's what he's gotten. And so far, he's been up for the challenge, and we'll hope that continues.
Okay, yeah.
Kyle Shanahan, our guest, on the UMA guest line. Now, I won't use the doghouse term here, Coach, but I will say last year, you know, a lot of people had eyes on Brandon Ayuk, and they were saying, like, you know, is this guy coming along at the right pace? And then finally, I thought by the end of the year, he was playing good football. This year, we've been hearing his name really since the start of camp. Like, everyone's talking about Brandon Ayuk. So my question is, what's different about what you see from Ayuk this year than what you saw last year at this time?
Oh, he's just a lot further along. I mean, he's so much more ready to go at this time compared to last year, the beginning of the year. The way he finished last year is where he picked up this offseason. I mean, we were real happy with Brandon and what he ended up being last year. Started out slower than our expectations, and it was by no means a doghouse either. It was that he wasn't where we thought he needed to be the consistency of a starting receiver. And I know that disappoints a lot of people, especially when they have high expectations in fantasy football and things like that at the beginning of the year, which I get it. So do my kids. But we got to put guys there who are fully ready and not just for all 70 plays. And he wasn't quite there yet, but he fought through it and he proved himself big time as the year went on. And everyone sees his ability. And I consider him one of the leaders of our team right now. And he's had as good of a camp as anyone.
Good stuff, man. We'll look forward to it. We only got a couple minutes left here with Kyle Shanahan. So just kind of rapid fire. Charvarius Ward, he's been out for a while. What's the status?
Yeah, he'll be back next week. He's doing good. We're not gonna test him at all in this game. Him and E-Man have been off the last few weeks. I think E-Man will get a go, possibly a little in this game. We're still trying to decide on that, but he at least has been good here the last 2 days in practice. And Mooney or Charvarius, he'll be out there next week.
Okay, and then the signing of Tashawn Gibson. What role would you have slated for him?
Well, I mean, just losing Jimmy was a huge deal. So we felt we had to get some more depth in here, and it's going to be some time before we get Jimmy back. So we had to bring in some, you know, we wanted to bring in a veteran guy who had done it before and, you know, played in the system somewhat similar, had some experience in it. And Giff's been that, you know, he's done it at a number of teams and he's done it at a high level. And to have the chance to get him in here to compete, to make our team and to compete with these guys, and we feel pretty fortunate about that.
We got like 90 seconds left. What'd you think of the NFL top 100? Are you okay? Are you cool with your players making where they are? Should they be higher? Should Nick Bosa be higher?
Where do you go?
He went 25th.
Yeah, that's why I don't pay attention to it.
Nice, good answer. That's perfect, perfect.
All right, yeah. Kyle, we got to let you go. We got Giants baseball. But how, and the final question is, how happy are you we didn't ask about Jimmy Garoppolo?
Not even once. Oh, see?
Man, I am happy. I
just
do appreciate that.
Just pointing that out
to you. Yeah. It's hard to keep saying nothing's changed over and over in different ways.
We thought we'd spare you today,
just
man.
Just want to make sure to, like, you know, get that on the record there.
Yeah, just
all right, off you go.
I appreciate it, guys. How you want.
Thanks, man.
To your old town of Houston. Go get some good barbecue and then come on back.
Thanks,
and
Coach.
We'll talk to you down the road.
All right, guys. Take care.
There he is, Kyle Shanahan. Hit it and quit it.
That's all, man.
Yeah.
Let's get down to Houston, get this one on the books, and we get ready for the real thing, buddy.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.